B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
Gosh, it went great.
It's 1 o'clock. Hanging out on a football Friday. How bad it? Football Friday, Junis. Love that they're back. Football Fridays on the Fanatic brought to you by AAA. Wherever the open road takes you, take AAA. All right. Everybody sit tight because we got time to do some picks. 1 o'clock on a Friday. It's different. We're going to go through all the games. We'll tell you what we like. And this is a NFL picks only, Junis. If we want something later on, we'll take it their normal 1:30 spot.
Oh, you're not going to do the doubleheader for the Phils? The double-double parlay? Bullpen parlay?
Here we go.
Okay.
We'll start off Chicago-Detroit Lions. 2.5-point favorite. I love Detroit in the game.
I don't love anyone in the game. Like, this is almost a stay-away game for me. I like Detroit. I like what they're doing. They did it in the draft, but I don't know. I don't like Mitch Trubisky, right? So if I were to pick based off quarterback, I'm obviously picking Matt Stafford over Mitch Trubisky. The Lions have some more weapons than the Bears do, so I guess I would go Detroit, but I don't love anyone specifically in this game.
All right. Browns at Ravens. Cleveland, Baltimore's a 7.5-point favorite. I don't get it. I said last night that the Browns are definitely a play for me this week. I was telling Brad and last night at Cousins Corner, we were going over the games. I think 7.5 is too fat. They beat them outright last year. I'll take the Browns plus the 7.5.
Yeah, I mean, this is an interesting game. I think the Ravens end up getting figured out a little bit this year unless Lamar Jackson takes his game to the next level. I mean, let's face it, he was spectacular last year, but then come playoff time, he got figured out a little bit. I mean, Tennessee did a great job shutting him down, so I wonder what the tape is out there on Lamar Jackson, how to stop him. I don't know if Cleveland's defense is good enough to stop Lamar Jackson. They have a good running attack, too. So I do think the Ravens actually covered the 7.5 in this first game, but I don't think they're a team that goes 13-3 or 14-2
wow,
this year.
So you like Baltimore.
I do.
So we have a
one.
War. Let me just tip my cap to you. You got some revenge back.
A little bit, yeah.
Last night when I took the Rockets, you took the Lakers. Lakers roll, so you have some revenge back, and my record is now 18-1 against you.
Okay.
The Packers and Vikings. Vikings 2.5 over Green Bay.
Minnesota. And they cover the 2.5. I mean,
I would lean that way, too. I just, for me, it's a stay away.
I think Minnesota is going to be pretty good this year.
I don't know what our rules are. We're just kind of going through each game. Kind of quick thumbnail.
Yeah, I mean, I think Minnesota is going to be pretty good this year. Getting Ngakoue, they lose Griffin, right? And then they add Ngakoue, so they get even better. I thought they lost a decent piece in Everson Griffin, but also they get a little bit better. So I think the Vikings will be pretty good this year. I think Kirk Cousins, I don't know, he wins games. He's not spectacular, but he wins games. We'll see what kind of Rodgers we get, but I like Minnesota in Week One.
All right, to me it's a stay away. I need to see what the Packers are. Jaguars and Colts. We know the Jaguars are in the tank. Colts aren't much better.
No.
It's kind of an ugly game. The Colts are -8. If I leaned, I'd take the favorite. Otherwise, I honestly stay away.
Yeah, I mean, what is Jacksonville, right? Fournette's gone. You're going Minshew. I like some of their receivers, but they're not, like, all number ones. They're all probably number twos on another team, number threes on another team. I kind of look at the total. Do I almost go over? Because I feel like it's going to be one of those just dog crap games where there's really no defense being played. So if I were to pick on this game, I would probably go with the score. I'd take the over in the 45.5. Oh, 45, okay.
We're using the Parks lines here. Just a FYI, the last time there was no preseason, remember the lockout? And you remember how all that time passed, the lockout, and they played in 2011, mm-hmm. 11 of the 15 games went over
really?
In week one.
All right. Well, that's, I'm leaning over in this game.
All right. Carolina and Matt Rhule against the Raiders. Raiders, 3-point favorite on the road at Carolina.
I'm not the biggest Gruden guy. We've had this conversation in the past. I really like Matt Rhule, but I don't know what kind of offense Matt Rhule is going to be running with. Obviously, you have Christian McCaffrey, who's a hell of a player, but it's just Christian McCaffrey. And the Raiders' offense actually intrigues me, right, with Jacobs in the backfield, Ruggs now as a wide receiver. I almost think the Raiders cover the 3.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean,
but listen, it's an under the
new
score.
New coach, new NFL coach, and I think Matt's going to be great there.
Yeah.
But it might take some time.
So I would
lean that way. I think the under's the play.
Yes. That's my lock of the week.
Yeah,
man.
You're right. You're right on that. You had that 47.5. I think you're right on. That's an under play. Patriots and Dolphins. Fascinating game because I don't know what New England's going to look like with Cam. So, I don't know. They don't have a lot of weapons, that's for sure, around Cam. You look at those receivers?
Correct. I still think the Patriots cover in week one. I mean, Fitzpatrick is playing quarterback for the Dolphins, and he always finds a way to... He always wins, like, the first 2 weeks, doesn't he? Like, no matter what team he's starting for, he wins one of the first 2 weeks. So, I get that.
I wouldn't touch that game.
Okay. If I were to make a play, which I am, I will go New England to cover the 6.5.
Jets at Bills, Buffalo. 6.5 point favorite. I like Buffalo a lot, but laying a touchdown week one, as bad as the Jets I think are, to me it's kind of a stay away.
Yeah, I don't want to touch it. The score is intriguing. 39.5 is a low number. And it's the Jets are going to try to score with Sam Darnold
and Le'Veon
Bell, but Buffalo's
good.
Defense is good. So I'm not touching anything when it comes to this game.
Sean McDermott's done a great job in Buffalo. Seattle, Atlanta, the Seahawks, a 3-point favorite at Atlanta. This looks trappish to me.
It does, doesn't it?
I might lean Falcons plus the 3 here.
Okay, I'm going to go against you. I'm going to go Seattle because I just don't know why the line is so low. So that's where it's the trap, right?
That's right.
I think Atlanta's going to be...
I think Atlanta's healthy. I think you're going to be better.
I think they'll be better than what they were last year. But I still like Russell Wilson, and they still have... They have some good weapons for him. Yeah. I think they're a pretty good offense, so I'm going to go Seattle.
All right. Chargers at Cincinnati. This is what I like. I like the Bengals plus 3. Kid look great all... In practice, albeit, but he's got terrific weapons. I think A.J. Green back to life.
He says he's 110% healthy.
With the kid at quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the Chargers are.
Joe Burrow.
I don't know who the Chargers are.
Stink.
I really don't. Their defense is sometimes okay, but then sometimes it's pretty bad. I don't know if I want to make a play on the game. Maybe being weak there. Because I want to go Burrow. Like, I want to go Joe Burrow.
I didn't pick every game. You're a nut that picks every game.
I know I am. It's a stay away for me. Because I think, the public's going to end up going to Cincinnati.
Really?
I think so.
All right. Arizona at San Fran. Niners, 6.5 point favorite. I like Arizona to keep this game close. I think Kyle Murray makes some plays. I think they're going to be sneaky good. I think Niners win, but I think it's one of those sweats.
Wow, that's interesting. I think Arizona's be good, too. I mean, now you have you gave him weapons, right? Murray has weapons now with DeAndre Hopkins. And DeAndre Hopkins got paid, so he's feeling pretty good about himself right now. I'm going to go Niners, actually, to cover the 6.5. I don't know if it's a Super Bowl bounce back kind of thing where they come back week one. Because they blew that Super Bowl. I know Patrick Mahomes, I know Spags did a great job second half, but they still also hurt themselves in that Super Bowl. I think the Niners come out, actually win week one, and cover the 6.5.
All right. Hey, you and I going against each other quite a bit here.
Yeah. I like Arizona. I think they're going to be good this year. I just think San Francisco is very good.
I like San Fran, too, but I think Arizona, I think it's too big of a number, but whatever. Great game. Everybody will have this one. Tampa, New Orleans, Brady as a Buccaneer against Breeze. New Orleans, 3.5 over TB12. I'm going New Orleans and a later 3.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you on New Orleans. I saw Adam Schefter put out a tweet yesterday. I think it's the first time since like 2011 or 2010 that Tom Brady's a dog in week one. But I'm going to go with New Orleans with you. And Mike Evans is still game time decision for Tampa Bay. That's big for Tampa.
Dude, New Orleans is just, they had weapons coming out of, I mean, think about their receiving corps. Right.
The question is, Emmanuel, how much does Drew Brees have left?
Emmanuel Sanders is now on New Orleans.
Right, but how much does Brees have left?
Again, can he still throw 10-yard outs?
Yeah.
That's all he's got to do.
I think the Saints are going to be they're probably my pick to get to the Super Bowl this year, to be honest. So I'm going to go with New Orleans in week one.
And then finally, Sunday nighter, the Cowboys that line up to 3 against the Rams. I like Dallas. I hate to say it. I think Dallas wins by double digits.
I like Dallas. I also don't like the Rams at all. So
there you go.
I'm taking the 3 with you.
Here's our trip around the NFL week one. We'll take care of the Monday games on Monday.
Also the over in that game. I know it's a big number, 51.5, but I'll take it.
The Cowboys might get that by themselves.
Yeah, I know. So over the 51.5.
Yeah. Yeesh. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Frankie in Westchester. Frankie!
Merry Christmas, Ant! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Frankie!
Let me get this out of the way. Woo! Hey, Tommy!
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
You don't stop to, young ball. Yo, Tommy, you're not... Never apologize because you stink. You'll never be good enough. So no need, you know... It's like watching him. These middle relievers pitch is like watching the Hindenburg go down. It is. you know, they're about as useful. I'll put Tommy in front. I gotta watch what I say. As memories on a bull. God's sake. All right. Hey, where's the bellsman?
Go ahead, young boy.
Come on. That's bring me a alacrity, right? Let's go.
That's right, brother.
You had me lathered up Wednesday morning until it was first call. But I had stripped the heart out of those dead skin's chest and that, that, talk about hate the faces. That mook owner, that he's a piece of skedaddle, that guy.
Yes, he is.
You know?
Yes, he is. He's a hate the face.
And he's a cretin.
Yes. He's a rich cretin.
you know what pisses me off about people in life? That when they think they're better than you, that just makes me...
Well, no, and I heard it's a nightmare working for him, too.
Yes.
There's a reason why Daniel Snyder has ruined that franchise.
Yes.
And guys will tell you he provides a miserable work environment.
So, I concur. You know, I liked, you had me thinking about football and the love, right? So, look, the Roman Coliseum sold out every Sunday, you know? There was athleticism, there's fury, there's violence, there's pageantry, right? I think, I think the NFL film had a lot that brought that into our family room, you know? We were able to get... You know, sidelines. Keep matriculating down the field, boys. And Landry with the hat. And it's just the, again, I went back to pageantry. But what other sport you get gridiron, pay dirt?
No, you're right. It's bigger than life. It does have that Roman Coliseum feeling, the whole sport, the way it is. And listen, you know, you could draw parallels in a lot of ways. You know, there's such a thing back then in ancient Rome. They called it bread and circuses for the masses, right? Where you kept the masses occupied with bread and circuses, and that was the games. They gave him the games. They drank their wine, they ate their grapes, and they got their bread, and that was it. And we do the same thing in 2020 where we're like, oh, my God, it's the best. We got our chicken wings, and we got our beer.
Wings and beer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And then they looked at a guy, thumbs up, thumbs up. You know, when the middle release pictures come in, we ought to give them
a thumbs
down.
Hunter. Thumbs down.
so good.
Frankie,
I can't wait.
Great stuff, brother. Yeah. Give me a Frank chant.
Whoa! Let me put the window. E-A-G-L-E-S. There goes an artery.
That was good, Frankie. Frankie going up strong on the chant. Tunis?
Good chant. Love Frankie.
You even gave me a young boy. You got the pig pen coming?
Yeah, we'll have it ready for you.
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
And I need bells. Can I get some preseason? Can some pre-opening week bells?
Yeah, we what highlights do you want?
I don't know. We take whatever you want.
Got to take half of them out.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter, does it?
Won't see him no more.
I don't know. I just want some bells. Let's go to Karate Mark. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Karate.
E-A-C-L-E-S. Eagles!
That is our veteran season chant.
My brothers!
Happy Football Friday to you, my man.
I need to see some football. I cannot wait. It crept up on us. We should be experiencing summer right now. Basketball, hockey coming to an end. What happens in June, July, August? All I know is this September, the Eagles are playing in a couple days. I haven't been fired up about sports in a long time. Something's different about football, fellas. It gets us on the insides. It burns our intestines. It makes us want to get that deep voice coming out. Like everything. I'm hyped up for the first time in sports in a long, long time.
It burns the intestines, he said.
Oh, baby. It's like hot sauce. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Anthony. I've shared this story with you multiple times. You asked earlier, why do we love football? I'd love to share the story with you, and I will. I'll do it again. My mother is the reason I love football. Christmas in 95, my grandmother passed. A couple days later, I'm going to go ahead and say it was the saddest day of my mother's life when she buried her mom. That's the same day that the Eagles played Detroit in the playoffs. Mm. And they put a spanking on them. And that morning, my mother was grieving. That afternoon, there was a three-hour period. There was no tears. There was clapping. There was cheering. Nothing in the world existed except Eagles football. And from that day forward, I knew that if your team is doing the right thing, nothing else in the world exists, at least for a couple hours at a time. And I look forward to that feeling 17 times a year, maybe 18, 19, 20, who knows. I'm excited about this year. I'm pumped up about Sunday. I cannot stand the Washington football team. It's about damn time they changed the name. That's my number one hated team in the NFL by far since I was a child.
Wait Cowboys, a second. I never knew this.
Cowboys, we all hate by blood. Cowboys, we hate by blood. I was born into the Cowboy hate. My New York hate. I'll straight up say I'm a hater. We live in New York shadow. They're bigger. They're more popular. They have more titles. They don't bleep New York, and that's why I hate them. Washington, as a child, I chose to hate them. Seeing Mark Ripken's face under that mask, he looked like a Klingon from Star Trek. And all I could think of Muhammad Ali talk about Joe Frazier. He's too ugly to be the champ. So in my eyes, the champ's got to have a pretty smile like Michael Jordan. And I just see this Bull Ripken, and I can't stand his face. He was my first hate the face, and that bred my hate for the Washington team. And I can't wait to see them get their asses stomped this weekend. Bet the over, double-digit win. Go Birds!
Go Birds, my man!
Love you guys.
Love you, Karate Mark. Nice job, Karate. All right, we'll come back. We still got a half hour before they kick us out. 610-632-0975. This is your turn now. I need predictions, scores for Sunday, what we love about football, what you love about the Birds, and how do you see this game going? Tiz, got a couple open lines at 610-632-0975. It is a Football Friday right here on 97.5 FNF.
And this is Andrew Salchunas, and you know what we're going to do this weekend? We're going to go against that fraudulent team they call America's Team this Sunday night. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you the chance to get an even bigger win when you bet on L.A. versus Dallas. For every 5,000 fans who bet on L.A. to cover the spread, FanDuel Sportsbook will move the line in 1 point in L.A.'s favor. Remember, they did this for the NBA during the bubble. They did it earlier in the season with our Philadelphia squad. So as long as enough fans keep betting, the line will keep moving. And best of all, FanDuel will pay you out at whatever the line lands at by kickoff. So you don't have to be worried about waiting till the last minute to do it. You can do it right now. Let's say you got it at LA plus one or Dallas plus one, whatever, and then it moves to plus 30. You get it at that come kickoff. This is a complete no-brainer. It's easy money. Plus, we know Dallas, you know, they might win, but they're not going to cover 30 points. Take L.A. Sunday night. If you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, just look for the Spread the Love market to place your bet. And if you've been holding out, then here's your chance to start betting on FanDuel Sportsbook with incredible odds. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code FANATIC. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code FANATIC. Must be 21 or older, present in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Must wager in designated crowdfunding market. Max wager $50. Payout at minus 110. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, Jalen's doing really well. You know, we've taken it day by day with him. We kind of increased him this week. We want to see where he's at. You guys know we're not going to put anybody out there that's not 100% or better. And he's feeling good. So we'll get through these next couple of days. But, expect some good things. He's felt good. So we'll see where he's at the next, here in the next 48 hours.
Double digits. Double digits. Did you hear Brad last night?
No, I did. I did not hear Brad last night. No,
Brad Feinberg.
But he told me. Yeah, Washington. That's his number one play. He said
his number one play. I can't understand it. I can't understand it. It's funny. I agree with now Brad. In case you don't know, is the sports betting expert for NBC Sports Philly. So he's a professional handicapper, but he's not one of these, slime balls. He's legitimate. That's what he does. So he has an opinion on the games. We talk about it. So last night, he's on Thursdays with me, Cousins Corner. He says to me, and I go, we're talking about it. I go, here's the games I like. We agreed on every game, and there was four of them, except the Eagles game. He goes, well, in truth, Washington is my number one play. And I don't see it. I don't see it a little bit. I think Dwayne Haskins is horrible. Horrible. I mean, they got a new kid running back. We'll see. He's not an Allaire. I know that.
No, he's not.
I know their front. Oh, their front is good. Okay. But the Eagles' front's not good.
Yeah, that's my thing. Right? Like, all of a sudden, the Eagles' defense is nothing.
Like, all right, McLaren's good. I agree. But all of a sudden, he's Jerry Rice?
You still have Carson.
And Chase Daniel is Chase Daniel? Chase Young is Chase? Is Reggie White? Come on, man. Zach and Ventnor, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Zachary.
What's up, guys? It's football season. Let's go! Yo, I had to call him this week, man. I'm pumped, man. I'll get all this Washington's good win. They have like three good players on their entire team. Like, I don't see it, man. Is Terry McLaurin gonna throw the ball to himself? Like,
I know.
Come on, man. They don't have a running back. Who's their on their offensive line? Like, come on, man. We have a good. I don't know. I just think we're gonna hit them. I think we're gonna smack them.
Yeah, I think the same thing. I can see. I'm thinking double digits. I'm thinking something like, I'm trying to come up with like, scores. But
I was thinking like 31-14.
Yeah, 31-10.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't see it. Like, oh, my God, he beat Darius Slay on one play, win a game. Awesome, cool. Do it again. Like, I don't see it happening, man. We got a better secondary. We got a better D-line. We have a better offense. I don't know.
And think about this for a second. And I know that years past, they started slow. And, you know, we kept waiting for the offense to wake up the last 2 years, right? How they started the season. I think they're different. I think DeSean Jackson, if he's healthy, at least for this game,
yeah.
I think it means something for him.
So do I. And, Ant, real quick, you recall, like, what made you fall in love with football? I remember my first memory, like, where I then participated in the memory making for football was my dad yelling at the TV, screaming, and I didn't know why, but it was the season when Herschel Walker had the 90-yard rush reception and kick return, and he was the first guy to ever do that. So I was like, wow, this guy's, and he became my favorite athlete ever. I had a white Herschel Walker jersey. He was my guy. I got to meet him one time. And then, if you remember later on in his life, he actually fought in Strike Force and he was like 50 and he knocked out these 20-year-old dudes.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And I remember watching that and be like, this dude is the reason I love the Eagles. This is even better now. Like, and that was I fell in love with Herschel Walker, made me fall in love with the Eagles, and I'm forever, man.
That's way cool, man. That's way cool. I love it, Zach. Great stuff. What are you doing Sunday morning? What are you going to be doing?
Well, honestly, at the bar I work at, I wake up early in the morning. I cook the wings until, like, the game starts, and then I leave.
Okay, so you'll be at – which bar you work at?
I work at Charlie's in Summers Point.
Ah, that's cool, man.
Awesome. I go in, I make the wings, and then, like, I tell them, like, listen, if the game starts at 1, I got to go. And usually I just go out to the bar, but because we can't do that now, I'm probably just going to jet home and watch the game.
Yeah, that's good. How's it been? Are you guys limited seating? Or you're outdoors, so you can...
We do outdoors. We haven't opened up inside yet. I think we're going too soon. But we have a big tent outside. They bring out the projectors. So, like, when the Sixers and the Flyers are playing at the same time, one side of the tent was the Sixers, the other side was the Flyers. They're going to they put the football game on last night. They're going to do the Eagles game. They put the Phillies on all the time. It's actually a pretty cool setup outside.
Oh, that's fantastic. Got to come see it, man. A little fall trip over the weekend see it.
You and the Tunis come
down.
Yeah,
we'll come down over
some wings.
Yeah, I like it. Maybe we'll come down later this month, a little road trip. I like it.
Let me know, man.
You got it, brother. Enjoy, my man. What do you think, Cuss? You want to go down there?
Yeah, I'm interested.
I still have not put the feet in the toes.
Yeah, I feel bad for you, man. I do.
Put the feet in the toes. The toes in the sand. Haven't done it.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
One of these days.
You know what's funny? I was going to head down, bring the kids down just to go see Tooch and do like a quick day trip.
Yeah.
And it was like pouring rain last Thursday.
You go, what's the point?
I mean, I was like 8:30. I got home. The kids are like, what do you think? And I was like, nah, because you know, it's a shame. Next day was pretty decent, but it was, you know, miserable, rainy.
Yeah. I still love the shore September, early October.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not the same, you know, beating sun and the water is a warm.
I love August. August, yeah. I'm sure, is the best.
That's when you used to vacation, too,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So you still have that.
Yeah, I got it.
An emotional attachment to the month of August down the shore.
Correct. All right, real quick. Do we have the pig pen?
Okay, everybody gather around. It's time for the pig pen. Hold down.
And the Marlins will have him loaded for Starling Marte. The 1-0 pitch is in the air right field. It sends Harper back near the wall, and it's off the wall. Harper chases it down. Two runs are in. Here comes the third, and Starling Marte has tied the game with two outs in the eighth inning. Brian Anderson, first one at the bottom of the ninth. Is hit sharply past Didi Gregorius, a base hit. And that is how the ninth inning starts, with a knock from Brian Anderson. That'll bring up Alfaro. Marlins so good with two outs. Alfaro, ground ball, makes it up the middle. In comes Marte. It's a Marlins win. Look at Alfaro as he's mobbed by his teammates. When you're playing the big game, hold on, gotta have a car.
good enough.
Oh, it's awesome. The Pig Pen Throwdown.
Sorry, it wasn't good enough.
Thanks to that man, Pig Pen himself, Tommy Hunter. Mr. Sorry, it wasn't good enough. Tommy Hunter gives us yet another day of joy as the Phillies begin the important series against the Marlins with a Tommy Hunter-led comeback by Miami. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it, buddy. Sorry, you're not good enough. Tim in Dayton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Timmy?
Football. Oh, man, I had to check in with you. First Football Friday of the year.
That's it, man.
Listen, yesterday you were talking about the castle. You know, you got to be in the castle for the game. So I just finished my castle. I don't know what your castle's like, but I just finished the garage. The garage is all
that's your castle. I love it.
That's my castle, yeah. So I got the garage finished. It's painted the eagle's gray in the beak. Alright. I got two TVs all set up ready to go for the games. I got a Flyers corner bar. I got the Nick Foles signed Philly thing. I got an old school Jeremiah Trotter signed jersey out there. Man, it's good stuff. All right. So I love football because of fans. I love football because of family. All right. So check this out. So my daughter was born 3 weeks, 3 weeks after the Super Bowl. She wants to say something to you. Go Eagles. Go Eagles.
I love it. That's beautiful. Look at that, Timmy. Got your little angel, man. She's sweetheart. How about that? She's born 3 weeks after the Super Bowl. And she already knew the Eagles. That was beautiful. Tim, excellent work. Great work by you in the castle. We got another great Eagle fan on the line, Andrew. Another fabulous Eagles fan. He, in fact, is our autism champion. That's right. He's the guy. He's the captain in the fight against autism. Our buddy Ben from Montgomeryville. Benny, how are you, pal?
What's up? Let's go, Birds! Woo! I'm ready.
You are the man, Ben. What are you thinking, buddy?
13-3.
You and Sal, pal, on the same page.
Yes, sir. 13-3. We're going to win the NFC East. We're going to win the divisional round. We're going to the Super Bowl. This is the year because we're going to Tampa. We're doing it this year.
Look at you. You are. Size up this game for me on Sunday.
Yes, I'm ready. You know what we need to do? We need to go to Summers Point sometime and go get those wings. I love wings.
It did sound good, man. That sounded really good.
Sounds really good right now, yes.
Yeah, I know. You got that right. What are you going to be doing for the game, Benny?
I'm hoping to go to Six Flags on Sunday. I'm going to go ride some roller coasters. I'm hoping to do an Eagles chant of all the rides. And I'm hoping I don't get booed by Cowboys fans or Redskins fans or New York Giants.
You don't have to worry about that, buddy, all right?
Yes, sir.
Don't you worry ready? About those creeps. Give me a good chant, Benny.
Eagles, let's go! Fly, Eagles, fly! Woo!
There you go. There's Benny. Good job, Benny. Benny is our fine autism ambassador. He does a great job with the Eagles, and he does all his events. He's terrific. We love him. Tunis, you working on it for me? You are, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm paying attention.
All right, good man. Because I need some bells. Look at this. I haven't talked to you. You know it's football season when we get this man. We heard from a lot of the enemy. We heard from Captain Cowboy. We heard from Cowboy Dave. And now, the number one Vikings man in North Carolina. A Minnesota man. Kilroy.
Yeah, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, Kilroy? How you been, man?
I'm good, man. COVID-free, you know what I mean?
Good. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah, first of all, Andrew, man, glad to hear you again. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, man?
Glad you back. Glad you back.
Julius, well, the man.
Y'all had a guy on earlier basically saying that the Eagles front four. Do y'all realize what Washington got to have? Hey, the skin's going to bring it to y'all. I'm letting you know now. I already made a bet.
You're going to lose that bet.
Already.
Good.
I guarantee.
Good. I'm glad you're going to lose
Monday
that bet.
Monday morning, make sure I'm going to call you 10:15. Make sure you answer because the skin's going to upset y'all. Believe that.
All right. So let me ask you a question. If the Redskins lose, which I believe they will, what are you going to do for us?
Well, whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
You know what I mean?
No, you want to be able to crow. What you got on the line, Holmes?
Well, right now I'm worried about Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I don't care about Aaron Rodgers. You made a big statement that the Redskins are going to upset the Eagles. What are you going to do when the Eagles win the game?
Well, I apologize on live radio Monday, but I'm telling you now. The Redskins will beat y'all Sunday.
Yeah, all right.
Carson ain't ready.
You do is flap.
No.
You flap.
No.
Yeah, no, you're never. Flapper. You're
never.
Flapper.
I'm just letting you know.
Listen.
I know football.
You say you know football, but you have
no,
yet
I know
to.
Football.
Why? Because they have a good front? That's your reasoning?
They got a dominating front.
They got a kid. Get the hell out of here. You crazy. You nuts. I'm going to entertain this on a football Friday? Are you crazy? Not only are you a flapper, but you're an arrogant flapper. You're a mother flapper. Get the hell out of here, Kilroy. Let's see if you got the balls to call Monday morning and apologize. And just for that, go Pack, go. I need Eagle fans now lining up to tell that guy, why the Eagles are going to win. Nick in Lawrenceville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nicky.
Hey, how you doing?
Nicky.
Can't complain, man. Football is back. I'm excited to see what my Chargers can do.
I
think the Eagles can win big. And fly, Eagles, fly, and go Chargers. I'll be watching the game at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be wearing my Junior Seau jersey. I can't wait.
What's with the Chargers, Nicky?
Oh, man. I've been a Charger fan since birth. But my second team is the Eagles, so I got to rock with the Eagles, too.
All right, buddy.
Can't complain. Can't complain.
Yeah, no, listen. You're a nice guy. You know Kilroy. You're a nice guy. Yeah,
you know, it runs in my blood. All the Eagle jerseys I got, all the Chargers jerseys I got.
You're wearing the Junior Seau.
Oh, yeah. Man. I got to wear Junior Seau with pride. That was my guy. That was my favorite player.
All right, Nicky. All right, listen, you enjoy yourself, my brother. Have fun with the Wings. What's going on? I can't end the show this way. I mean, Nicky's not a good guy, but you know, he's talking about Junior Seau. Then the other creep from North Carolina, who I still don't understand how he's a Minnesota fan, and why he calls our station. He's got nothing to do with Philadelphia, but somehow he found our station, and he's a fungus I can't get rid of. Can I have a couple Eagle fans call up to end the show? At 610-632-0975. At least tell me how they're going to win. And Tunis, you have some bells for me? That's not how I thought we'd end this thing. From the fighting borough of Bristol, the one, the only, Coach Al.
You ready, man? Does it feel good? I'll tell you, every year it's the same thing. And that guy Kilroy is crazy. Don't worry about him. We're going to blow this team out. This is going to be a fun Eagle-Washington blowout by the Eagles over the Skins. It's kind of traditional. I just love the Washington Eagles game start. It's nice. It's traditional. And blowing them out is going to be going to feel real good. It feels good, doesn't it, Anthony? It feels good. I'll tell you what, does it feel good? Oh, man, every year it's the same thing. This year it's even better.
Here it is, Coach Al. What happened to Coach Al? He evaporated. All right, Eagles, Super Bowl. I love it, Coach Al. Give me the bells, Judas. Give me the bells.
What you gonna bring to the table tonight? Oh, you gonna put somebody in their mouth? All out, all in. 1, 2, 3, all in, baby.
A blitz.
By Keith Byers on Pepper Johnson. And he's in trouble. Wentz will be escaping from the 18-yard line. How in the world did that happen? First down out to the 44-yard line.
This to win it and become an instant hero in Philadelphia. Jake Elliott.
Awesome, Judas. Awesome. That gave me chills. My kids, Anthony Mosmo, go, Daddy, what's a flapper? What I call Kilroy a mother flapper. And a fungus. I can't have it. I need Dan. Dan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Cuz, you ready for Sunday?
Yes, Danny.
Let's go. We're going to run through. I'm ready to run through a wall. We're going to bring it. This Sunday. You know why? Because it doesn't matter how hard you get hit. It's how hard you can get hit and keep taking it. Let's go. Sunday. E-A-G-L-E-S-E-G-O.
I love it, Danny. Nikki, give me a chant, Nikki. Come on, brother. Nikki, give me a chant. Ah, Jake, give me a chant. God, give me another one.
Eagles! Again! Eagles!
Yes! That's what I'm talking about, Jake! Thank you, brother! Michael! Give me a chat!
Anthony, I got one question for you.
What?
Are you ready for the football?
Yes!
Go Birds!
Go Birds!
E-A-G-L-E-S! Eagles!
Thank you, brother. I appreciate the kicking us out. Everybody, have a great day. Go Birds. They're going to win big double digits. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game, everybody. Be safe. We'll see you on Monday.